Old Down Under. Turn this banger up. Not a bomb, judging Aussie tunes. Aussie music, mate. Alternative Down Under. Alternative Down Under.
Would you looky here, it's episode 16 of Alt Down Under. Welcome along, it's me again, Luke Scanlon, back with yet another episode. Hope all is well, guys, and as we enter the month of April, it's a huge one. It is the month that the Libertines, my favourite band, who I definitely haven't mentioned on almost every episode, come down to Australia. I cannot wait. They're playing 3 dates in total. On the 12th, they're up in Sydney at the Enmore Theatre. 15th, down here in Melbourne at the Forum. It's just glorious. The fact I can even say that, they're coming to my adopted hometown. So good. And then they're wrapping things up on the 17th, up in Brisbane at Fortitude Music Hall. What a time to be alive. And it also comes roughly a month after I saw Kasabian down here in Melbourne as well. Oh my God. They had to add an extra date because there was ridiculously high demand. And geez, Serge out on his own obviously now in these days. Was that man dying to be a frontman for years? Because geez, he had the Forum tipped upside down from the first bar of the first track. Honestly, the place was jumping. It was ridiculous. I was absolutely dripping by the end of the gig. And it was honestly just probably up there with one of my favourite Melbourne gigs. And I'm sorry, not an Aussie act, but when it's a band like Kasabian, have been around the circuit more than a few times, been around for over 25 years now, which is nuts. I think if you're going to hone your craft, you're going to do it within that time frame, aren't you? And my God, it was next level. But yes, the Libertines, the boys cannot wait for them to come down as well. And yes, the next day is already booked off work. I'm thinking of future Luke here. Put myself forward. Take care, Scans.
Alternative Down Under.
All right, well, what do we have here on episode 16? Another superb Australian artist, a group that have been around for a little while now, releasing a few tunes over the past few years, and exciting news this week, they've just announced their debut album by the name of In All The Ways I Am. That'll be with us on August 8th, and with that announcement comes the new single, Jamie's Song, which is the follow-up to both Slow Burn and Meryl Streep, which have also landed with us recently. So yes, in this episode, a chat with the brilliant Stamps.
That's when the rain comes and everything starts to begin again. Feel like the rain against my skin, but I think I'll be fine. Not never mind.
So yeah, they're a group that got together whilst all at school, which is pretty cool, and honestly, as a lineup of names, it'd almost be rude for these three not to have started a group together. Scarlett Graham, who you'll be hearing on this episode, Sophia Hourani, Rabina Bertolini. I mean, if they're not making a group, but that's just a huge crime against humanity. Love the Stamps, and they just have these mesmerizing vocals in their tracks. Kind of dips into indie pop, a little bit of folk in the background there as well. But yeah, as I say, the real strength lies in those vocals. I'm not going to muck around on this episode. I think we should just get straight into the chat. But first off, let's hear a little flavour of that new single. Off the forthcoming album, In All The Ways I Am, this is Jamie's Song from The Stamps. All right, let's get into it then. This is my chat with Scarlett Graham of The Stamps.
Alternative Down Under.
Scarlett from Stamps, welcome to Alt Down Under. Thank you for joining the show. How are we doing? Are you good?
I'm good.
You look like someone who's pumped ahead of exciting stuff happening to a band.
That's exactly. I wake up every day and I'm just so pumped all the time.
Absolutely. Love that. We'll come on to that shortly. We'll come and chat about the new releases and what's going on there. Exciting times. But I thought we could rewind the clock a little bit. We were just chatting before starting recording. You're not an Aussie, but you moved out here when you're like 15, hence the accent, which I could not place. But run us through how you guys met and how the Stamps came into existence.
So yeah, I moved to Australia when I was 16. Went to high school with the girls. And basically our music teacher, we were all in music, and he was like, guys, we're going to be playing a festival like in a couple, like literally in a month. And he was, and we're like, we have no bands, like there's no bands created, we've got no set. And he was like, hey, you guys just need to like get together and like make a set. And Rubina actually texted me while I was in Canada before, like I knew I was coming to move. And she was like, do you want to do like some harmony thing with Sophia? And I was like, yeah, sure, that'll be fun or whatever. It was just great. And then we, yeah, we got together and we just started singing together. And then that gig was, it was called Nan Up Music Festival. It's in WA.
Yeah, nice.
Our first gig technically, which was a cool one to start with.
How cool is that?
Very cool. It was so much pressure though. I remember literally beating myself. We were like, we can't do it. Like just three girls. Like, we're just three best friends. Like, but
yeah,
it was fun. Yeah, it was a good way to start.
There you go. Well, shout out to the music teacher, because it's weird with stuff like that. I think even outside of music, but in music, anything in life, sometimes you need someone just to give you that little nudge, and then you're like, okay, it might be scary to begin with, but then when you're in it, you're like, oh, thank God for the nudge.
Yeah, I seriously, it's like changed our life. Like we wouldn't be in Melbourne without it. Like there's been so many things that have come up from the stamps, and yeah, like I'm so grateful. Even like moving to Australia, like I'm so grateful that I ended up moving, because you know, I could have, there's a lot of little butterfly effect kind of things that would have stopped me from being, you know, where I am and where we all are to like now. But
yeah,
it's good. Yeah, that's
100%. You and me both, sister. I like same thing. Moving out here, it's just get like, it's nice to get things done in life, isn't it? And like just take the jump. So that's a nice thing. One thing you mentioned was that I think right at the beginning of the stamp story, it sounds the harmonizing, because obviously whenever you listen to your tunes from 2022 up until now, that is one key feature of you as an outfit. And do you know what? I listen to it. It's so, like obviously such a soothing thing to listen to, and it sounds great. But I can imagine, and correct me if I'm wrong, doing that live when you all kind of feel like you're united as one must be like pretty goosebump situation.
It's so special, yeah. Especially with us, like it's just, I don't think there's many things, you know. If we were just three friends and we didn't sing at all, like we would obviously still be super close. But the fact that we can sing together is just such a, yeah, it's so unique and special. And like, I'm so grateful that, you know, we just kind of happened to all be like singing. You can sing and you wouldn't even like singing, but like, yeah, I'm just so grateful that we all managed to find each other. And yeah, the singing on stage together is, it's very special, and it can feel very much like a connection, that you feel the connection between us kind of thing. I hope people in the audience can feel that. You know, I feel on stage and I'm like, oh. And then we come off and we're like, I love you guys. And it's yeah. Like,
well, I think that's like one thing, like go and see live or live music. And particularly when you have got the power of a good voice, let alone the combination of a few good voices, it is something that properly makes you go, oh, and stand still and really appreciate it. Cause it feels like more of a, like, I don't know, a craft and an art form, I think, when it's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. It definitely helps. I think it's nice. And I love the fact that we started, you know, performing. That was like the biggest thing. Like we were always kind of known as like, oh, you got to see them live. Like, I think even like, we have recorded music out, and I love the recorded music, but it's nice that we can like still sing live. Like that's really special. And I hope we can continue to like play as much live as possible, because I think that's like probably the more special even than the recordings, like seeing it live, because it's,
absolutely. Us. Yeah, totally. Yeah. And that's like, I guess that's why a big part of getting into it is playing live. And that's like the true fun aspect, isn't it? That leads me very nicely on. You've got a few dates of residency at Merri Creek Tavern coming up in April, which is fun. I believe I'll be coming to one of them. I have no idea which date, but you're there on the 14th and 28th. I think on the 7th, Ashley Carr White is playing with you. Is that right? She's support. Yeah. Formerly of Dulcie. So she was on, she came on this show, I don't know, maybe a year ago, something like that. So yeah, that'd be great.
She is so lovely. And yeah, we loved Dulcie, like still love them, obviously. We played, like, I remember when we were in Perth, we played a show with them. And they emailed us to be at the show, like to support them. And we flipped out. We're like they were huge. Like it was like, cause I, you know, they're like a bit older than us. Like not that much older, but like a few.
Ancient.
No, not at all.
How do they even know how to use an email?
Yeah. Don't do not create a smear campaign, okay? Don't say that. No, I can't get cancelled. No, but basically they were like, there are idols, you know, in a way, like when you're growing up and they're just, you know, and they do similar things to us. And yeah, playing for their show, I remember we were like, this is huge.
Is
so exciting. So
yeah, nice. I think that's one good thing about the Australian music scene. It's like a lot of artists that are slightly, maybe like a few rungs up the ladder, really good at helping out artists coming through with support slots.
For sure. We've definitely been given some really nice opportunities that we probably wouldn't have had if like the community wasn't so small and tight knit. And like, especially in Perth, oh my gosh, like you go anywhere and you're seeing the same people over and over again, and it, you kind of dismantle the like feeling like people are like celebrities in a way, because
yeah, you realize totally
only a few steps ahead or behind or whatever. Like you feel it's a very nice community in Perth.
Absolutely. Let's chat about the new music coming out. Jamie's song and big news, debut album coming out as well. Very exciting. In All the Ways I Am, man, that must be like, because that's just like up there, isn't it? Album release, particularly debut album release, I bet that was kind of like shit. How long was the process of you guys kind of having to sit down and thinking, right, come on, let's get an album out there?
Well, those songs, a lot of them are a few years old. So what happened was, yeah, I don't think we ever kind of ever had that conversation. We were like, we're gonna write an album kind of thing. We just obviously had these songs that were kind of piling up sort of thing. And then when we moved to Melbourne, we got connected to a producer named Tom Joseph, who works Central Coast, Sydney kind of area.
Cool, yeah.
And we were sending him kind of our demos for those songs. So we sort of worked a lot of them long distance kind of thing. So we were like recording them on GarageBand and then sending them off, and then he was like magic. And it was magic. And yeah, so we started a lot of them remotely. Yeah. And then when we went up in August, so it was August last year. So the whole thing's taken about a year to eventuate. But yeah, August last year we went up and recorded for 5 days, which was crazy. Like we literally went insane.
What happened? I want to know what happened.
Like we were working 9 a.m. to, you know, 2 a.m., 1 or 2 a.m. every night kind of thing.
No sleep, loads of caffeine.
Loads of caffeine. We were laughing so much. Like we tried to like make all these TikTok dances for our song.
Yeah.
Like they're not really like, it's not Doja Cat.
I can imagine, because being creative is tiring on your brain anyway, minus the sleep plus the long hours. I can imagine delirium had set in quite early.
And because we're like, the three of us, obviously we're best friends. So like we can really like rile each other up for that. Tom and Owen is the sound engineer. They also somehow became really like, the only way to describe it is like they came kind of like girly pops. Like they were sort of like matching.
Just giggling at everything.
Like it was hilarious. So they definitely didn't help in terms of like bringing us down. Like we all just kind of like brought each other up, but it was really fun. And like we really like hustled. Like we got a lot of songs out of it. So
yeah, nice. So let's have a quick chat about the single, the first single off that album, Jamie's Song. I was quite intrigued by the story behind this. I mean, I could tell it, but it's pretty better for you to run us through the story.
Yeah,
it's a hard relate for me. I've done the traveling. I've been to Vietnam. Yeah. I've had those fleeting romances.
Yeah, you know. Well, it's funny because like I mean I've had them too, but I didn't write it about like my own thing, like my own experiences. But like, everyone's always asking me like, who is he? And I'm like, guys, it's like not about me. This one, like, chill. But basically, yeah, I went traveling to Vietnam and I had like been hanging out with this group of other travelers, you know. I met, yeah, this guy and this other girl, and they were like, obviously, like they had a vibe, but you know, she had a boyfriend back home, I think, and he like
classic. So
sad for him. And we went on like a 12 or 14 hour bus ride.
They're brutal as well, aren't they?
I went on the bus and they were like, you don't get your own little seat. You have to like sleep in between four other people. It was fun. And then I wrote down, yeah, the first line of that song just on my notes app while I was sleeping bus.
Yeah.
Because I forgot my AirPod somewhere, so I didn't have any music.
Oh, so you fully raw dogged a 14 hour coach journey.
Raw dogged the 14 hour. And you know what's even worse? this is what's even worse, is on hour like 13 and 30 minutes, I looked in my bag properly again and I found them. And I was like,
Oh, for fuck. Scarlet.
It was such an amateur move. I was literally like, okay. But it's fine because I wrote the first lyrics of the song.
Well, there you go. Silver linings, hey?
Yeah, exactly.
Love that. Well, anyway, I'm very excited for the album to come out. That comes out August 8th. So I can imagine that is seared into your brain, that date.
It's also Tim's birthday.
Jesus, that's going to be one hell of a celebration. All right. Well, Scarlett, I reckon we should take a trip down to the Dream Gig venue.
I'll have 2 pints, please. Fuck, I love this band. Get us a couple of frothies, mate. Yeah, boy. Yeah. Where are you going to have your dream gig, mate? The Dream Gig venue. Step this way.
Scarlett, let's get into the Dream Gig venue. First of all, Scarlett, what is the name of this made-up venue and what capacity would you like it to be?
Okay, so I struggle with the name. A lot. I asked the girls. They said the post office. And I'll tell you why. Can I tell you why?
Surely because you're the stamps.
Well, yes, because we're stamps.
I was like, there can't be another story there.
Well, there is. There is. I just thought about it right now.
Okay.
What a place where so many different people come together with their mail. You know what I mean? Like, it's bridging connections. That's my story.
But to be fair, a lot of old post office buildings are amazing, aren't they? So I think that would actually be really good.
The ones in England are amazing. I've seen a couple. They're unreal.
Absolutely. How do you rate England? How do you rate my homeland?
Oh, I love it. Okay.
That sounded like a lie. That was a lie.
I love England. I think one day I would love to move to London. Classic.
Fair enough. Classic.
I've met so many British people, though, from like, because I work at a hostel, right? Work in like the CBD hostel and we get so many British people, so I always meet lots of different British people.
Is there any English accent that completely throws you off that you're like, what on earth?
Birmingham. Birmingham accent is so silly.
I was actually pretty impressed with that. That's great. Yeah. Birmingham.
Every time someone from Birmingham, I'm like, oh, you're from Birmingham? And that's what they sound.
Fair play. I normally struggle with anyone from Liverpool. It's just, especially if they had a few drinks, they're like, fucking hell, mate, how you fucking doing? So yeah, and it just descends. Right, up next, what do we have? Oh yeah, free food and free drink. What are you going to have at the post office?
So basically, in Canada, they have this drink called a Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
And it's like, it's grenadine mixed with like Sprite and orange juice kind of thing. But it's like a non-alcoholic drink. But I say make it alcoholic. But also,
what are you putting in there? Vodka? Gin?
Didn't get that far.
Did not think about the booze option.
I'm going to say vodka.
Yeah, nice. I rate that. And what's the food?
The food's going to have to be, so I'm vegetarian. So I'm making it purely selfish for me, okay?
Oh, absolutely. It's the dream gig venue.
My place. Vegetarian food that rotates, so you get like a little bit of a different thing every time. So I was thinking you could do like pad thai at one point, you could do
hell yeah,
you could do Greek, like just maybe lots of different delicacies, but all vegetarian and good vegetarian, you know. The food is gourmet and it rotates every week.
Love that. Okay, so we've got rotating veggie food, and is it a Shirley Temple?
Yeah.
What is everyone going to be wearing? What is the dress code for the post office?
And you're also going to hate this as well, because I hate costumes. I hate.
You hate costumes.
I know.
Really? So like any fancy dress party, you're like, nah.
I hate them. Like, I mean, a fancy dress party is okay if I have to like wear a ball gown. Okay. But if it's like a theme where it's like dress up like your favorite era. I don't want to think about that. So I'm saying there's no dress code, okay?
So, I don't want to think about that. I don't know if this is laziness or just a taste thing. I can't be fucked thinking about that.
It's like, I want to come to your party. Why do I have to like do something to come to your party? Just let me come.
I see what you mean. Yeah, exactly.
Unless it's like super simple, like you have to wear a hat. Okay. Everyone's got a hat lying around, but I don't want to buy clothes to come to your party. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to hang out with the stamps, man. Those guys are crazy. Oh yeah, what went down? They made us wear hats. It was pretty wild.
We went crazy.
Perfect. So whatever you want for dress code.
I was talking to the girls again about it, and we're like, okay, maybe no skinny jeans on men.
Oh yeah, fair. We can all get them. Yeah. Yep. Fair play. Yeah. Absolutely.
That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Up next, support act, dead or alive.
I'm gonna acknowledge the fact that this woman will never support me because she's amazing, and like I would die to support her. But dead or alive, dream, Joni Mitchell. I love her. I've been listening. She's what made me discover music. You know what I mean?
Right. So that was your big influence growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Like, loved her, and I discovered her quite young, and like I was hooked from that. Otherwise, maybe Ryan Beatty or Adrian Lenker as well.
Fair play. Yeah. I think we've had Ryan Beatty suggested by, I think Ashley might have suggested Ryan Beatty, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very nice and chill, isn't it? Yeah. And finally, front door security. Who's kicking out the wrong'uns?
Okay. Well, since you know, you have to go big. So I thought we would choose the guy who kicks out people from Bergheim in Germany.
I honestly thought you were going to go for a celeb like that everyone would know. And you go, no, it's just this super club in Berlin.
Everyone knows Bergheim. Everyone knows Berlin. Like, we didn't even, when we were in Berlin, we didn't even try to get in because we were like, we're not getting in.
I didn't bother either. Yeah, that was probably about 10 years ago I went. And it was just like, I swear you can even just look the wrong direction. They're like, nah.
Yeah. And they have like this online simulator game, which... like, well, we're not gonna get in real life, so we might as well try our luck online. And I got rejected like 30 times, but on the last one I actually got in.
I reckon he's got some serious underground connections, that guy, as well.
I think so, and I think he'd like my venue. Like, I think he'd want to be there, you know? Like,
I'm sure what will tear him away from being in charge of one of the world's biggest clubs is free pad thai. He'll probably be like, do you know what?
Yeah.
That's a bit of me, actually.
I'm a big fan of Joni Mitchell, actually, and I love no dress codes.
But I do love hats.
Alternative down under.
What a legend. Oh, I was so pleased for Scarlett to join me there for that chat. And just, as you can tell, great energy. We actually I had to edit that down a lot because we had a very long chat. So I had to edit things down. And maybe I could release a B-side to the episode. But yeah, great to chat there, go through the processes they have for songwriting, in particular Scarlett's journey to Vietnam, that story behind Jamie's song there, and how they all combine, all three of them in the Stamps, to produce that beautiful melodic sound that just has a lot of layers to it, doesn't it? Such huge talents on show. And if you are in Melbourne, big news for y'all, because they've also announced off the back of that forthcoming debut album, In All The Ways I Am, coming out August 8th, they'll also be doing a run of three consecutive Mondays, a little residency at Merry Creek Tavern, which kicks off this coming Monday, the 7th of April, 7th, 14th, 28th. God, I've nailed my 7 times table. But yeah, get down, see them live, and as Scarlett mentioned there in the chat, that is where they come alive, playing to an audience and really just putting some power behind those vocals. So yeah, thanks again to Scarlett. Absolutely insane dream gig venue from her, the post office. Still don't know what she's on about with wearing hats. Pretty cool, man. Pretty cool. But anyway, yeah, thanks to you, Scarlett, for dropping by for a chat. And yeah, get on board with the Stamps and mark that date in your diary. August 8th, debut album coming out. Thanks once again for listening to All Down Under. I'll be back soon.
All Down Under.